Good evening. I hope you're all happy and excited about the new month, the month of Kislev, the month of supporting the fallen. Please join me in the Anabekoach. Anabekoach. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Teruah. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. This first verse has the gematria of the first letters. The gematria is 506, which is the same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. These six letters form two Hebrew words, Kras Satan. Kras Satan means to tear up the Satan, to tear up the negativity. The same six letters can be rearranged to spell two other Hebrew words, Sha'ar Katan, which means small gates, and as a reminder that the only way the Satan, the negative forces, gain entry into our life is through the small gates that we allow, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth are the small gates that is, if we don't guard them properly, that this is the entryway by the negative force. Nagi'ah. The second verse is also the verse that created the constellation, it's the verse for the month of Kislev. The month of Kislev has two letters. The first letter is Samach. Samach is the letter that created the month of Kislev and the constellation of Sagittarius, or the archer, or the rainbow, depending on how people perceive it. And the Gimel is the other letter of the month, and the Gimel is the letter that created the planet Jupiter. The planet Jupiter in Hebrew is named Tzedek, which is the same word that is used stands for justice, stands for righteousness. And it's sometimes very difficult for people to understand what Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, and Tzedek, the concept of justice, has in common. But one of the understandings of the planet Jupiter, one of the aspects, criteria of the planet Jupiter is it's the largest planet in the solar system. And it's constantly expanding. Its borders constantly grow. The whole idea of Jupiter is one of expansion and movement and sharing, which is really the essence of what righteousness and justice is about. There's a difference between justice and judgment. And Jupiter, the planet with the name Tzedek, is talking about justice. Samach and Gimel has a gematria of 63. That gematria of 63 is the level of Bina, the level of understanding, which is the level of what justice relates to. because justice is not strict judgment. Justice is judgment tempered with mercy. And that is the concept of the mother, which is another aspect of Bina. A mother gives birth to both mercy and judgment, because these two traits help motivate and develop every child to attain their greatest possibility, the most expansive they can become, which is the planet Jupiter. Somech Delflim is a Hebrew phrase that starts with the Samech on the first word and the Gimel on the second word. Somech Noflim translates as support the fallen. And the whole idea of Kislev, the whole idea of these connections, is supporting the fallen. Every aspect, when we make a mistake, we fall. We fall further from God. But we have the support system that brings us back. Supporting the fallen is different than supporting the falling. Supporting the fallen is what the energy of Kislev and the constellation of Sagittarius is about. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamren. Nun gimel dalad yud kaf shin. Nun gimel dalad is the sequence that has a gematria of 57 that relates to the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah, or sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we use to take back the energy that we've given away through our mistakes. Barchen Tacharen Rakame Sidkacha Tamid Yom Lem. Bet Tetresh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach. Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pnei Zokre Kedushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This is a sequence that we can utilize to help speed the process of sharing the Kabbalah, teaching the wisdom of the Kabbalah throughout the nations, throughout the world, during this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Taf. These six letters have the last four letters of the six have the gematria of the same as the first verse, 506. These are the letters Vav, Tzadi Yud Taf. The gematria is 506. Again, the gematria of Ahavat Hinam, love for no reason, love for unconditional love. And it teaches us the truth that the whole creative process starts with love, ends with love, and has love throughout it. It is only through love that the creative process actually works and remains permanent. Without love, there is no building a structure of a vessel, of a structure of the desire to receive. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, of this verse has a gematria of 400, and 400 represents the four worlds in all of their perfection of 10 times 10, 10 sphirot times 10 sphirot times 4, 100 sphirot in each world times the four worlds. This is the perfection of creation, the manifestation of creation, the purpose of why man was created, to help and assist and allow us to be perfect, to create a perfect existence. Yes, we are in the process. Perfect existence is not easy. That's why we're here. This is what we are here to learn, how to create perfection. And we learn that it can only come through the 506, through love for no reason, ultimate sharing. And the last verse we say in a whisper, does anybody have any questions before we start? If you're on the conference call, you can press star 6, which will allow you to be heard in the conference call. Okay, I am reading from the Zohar tonight, starting with section 6 of the Parasha of Toldot. The name of the section is the combining of the attribute of mercy with judgment. And it starts with verse 47. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodinei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodineihu. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. Vayhi Yitzhak ben Arbaim Shana, Rebbe Bo b'shem Rebbe Yosei, Patach v'yamar, Yishakeni min shikot pichu v'gomer, v'kama malalot nivra haolam tetaninan, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Kol Ma Shebara Kudsha Berichu Ba'olamot Shelo Chutz Mimenu Hayu B'Shetuch Umi Amar Rabbi Acha Chakei Chas V'Shalom Deham Bila Da'is Gepelukta V'Alma Ite mahake hamalachim shehem nivraim ruach hakodesh mamash yomar sheyesh shituf bahem hakol apaya dinchon v'didan shavyan. And Yitzhak was 40 years old. Rabbi Bo began in the name of Rabbi Yossi with the verse, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Shir HaShirim, Chapter 1. With how many good qualities was the world created? We have learned that Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov said that everything the Holy One, blessed be He, created in His worlds outside of Himself was in collaboration. That is the combining of Malchut, an aspect of judgment, with Bina, an aspect of mercy. It is from these partnerships that many qualities are found in the world. One thought this partnership of good and evil applies to creatures, so he raised a question. Rabbi Acha asked, is that so? Heaven forbid, for this will add dissension in the world. For everybody who hears him will disagree. For if you say that it means that the angels, created as the Holy Spirit itself, have a blend of good and evil in them, then their faces and ours are the same. That is, angels and men are equal. The real question from this verse, or the essence of this verse, which is just starting the discussion, is how do we understand good and evil? If God is only good, how can there be evil created? Because something can only come from something within the Creator. So if the Creator has evil within him, then he can create evil. But our assumption in Kabbalah, which becomes knowledge to those who connect to Kabbalah, the issue is Hashem is only good. That is the assumption. That is the knowledge to those who understand the statement. Hashem is only good and only wishes to give good to its creations. But we look around the world and we see evil. Where did evil come from? How do we understand evil? How do we even understand good? Can we decide or understand what good is without its opposite, evil? How can we understand good and even know what good is without a comparison? That's the way some philosophers and some Torah commentaries talk about good and evil. And within that context, good and evil are both good because they're both doing their job of presenting us with the choice called free will. Decide what you want to do. Choose good, as Moses says, or choose death, as Moses says. Understand what good is, understand what evil is, what bad is, what death is. The truth is, there is no such thing as death in a permanent way. So therefore, there's no evil. Because the ultimate evil is, of course, death. So there is no evil. What's worse, death or months and months of being sick, God forbid? What's evil? How do we understand evil without understanding goodness? This is the questions that are being asked in this verse. Verse 48. Amar Rabbi Abba, B'mila da yiske pelubta B'alma dehatanan B'matnitin dirdan Dekol de'avad kucha berichu Avad kegon gufa V'nishmata ve'itevma De'halet gufa La'malachim kachu Aval etinun yachlin L'mebad avita Ad she'ishtatef Beho hahi nishmata kadisha dehi siyua dilela uvhai gavne kol maida aved itzterich lehahi siyua dilela mine. Rabbi Abba said that it is true, and through this dissension will increase in the world. For we learned in the Mishnah that all that the Holy One, blessed be He, did, He made His body and soul. The Holy One, blessed be He, joined together the body from Malchut and the soul from Bina. This is the secret of joining judgment with mercy. One may argue that the angels have no bodies and cannot perform actions until the Holy Soul, the light of Bina, joins them, which is help from above. Help from above is considered mercy. Continuing the same discussion, everything in this world and in everything in creation is created with the attributes of mercy and judgment. Another set of words, metaphorical words, mercy and judgment is body and soul. Excuse me, it's soul and body. Mercy is the soul, judgment is the body. We use the terms interchangeably in Kabbalah, but they're not, they're different, they're different frames of reference, but they refer to similar things. They refer to different attributes. What is a soul? What is a body? What is mercy? What is judgment? What is good? What is evil? Understand that everything in the Zohar and everything in Kabbalah is a metaphor. And we are using our physical concepts of good and bad and body and soul and mercy and judgment. We're using those physical words and concepts to help us understand spiritual concepts. And that means it's a metaphor. So what is the metaphor of body and soul? As opposed to, I see my body, I touch my body, I'm aware of my body. And I know my body is not me. Because when I see someone die, the body is just flesh and putrefies, God forbid. So the body is not the person. What is the metaphor? Body and soul, good and evil, mercy and judgment. Verse 49. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'chahi shata d'zamin kuchabari kuleachaya meitaya v'hasofa kolaktin b'arba'im lecheve u'gzarkayam arba'im yakenu lo yosif sof Halikatam shel Yisrael b'midbar Bishnat harbayim arbayim shana Kodesh tichiyat haguf Mamtenet lo hanshama Be'eretz Yisrael bishnat Ha'arbayim yekumun Hagufot me'afra Be'arbaim nikla hageshem Hahidikti vahi hageshem Hal haaretz arbaim yom Ukti vahi miketz arbaim yom Vayiftach noach Zaman gelulatam Shel Yisrael Bishnat Ha'arba'im Hu Uvach Hamishim Ata Yishuv Alma Dehi Hayovel Hachzarat Hanshama Laguf Bishnat Ha'arba'im Shehim Tina Lo Be'eretz Yisrael Hadahu dikti vayehi yitzak ben arbaim shana Shehim tin laguf bekachto Et rifka bechach naseta Baguf hamzuman lo Beota sha'a lechanot miziv hashkita velizam miziv hachidiktiv yishakeni min shikot pitu amar rabbi abba yishakeni yifarneseni she'en parnasatan ela lechanot velizam Miziva shel mala amar rabbi yose sofe dikra mokach diktiv ki tovim todecha miayim. It's a long verse. Rabbi Yose said that the instant the Holy One, blessed be He, resurrects the dead, all troubles will end. On the 40th year following the gathering of the exiles, it has been resolved by law, 40 stripes he may give you and not exceed. The journey of Israel in the desert was completed in the 40th year. 40 years before the body is resurrected, the soul awaits it in the land of Israel. It appears then that in the 40th year of the waiting of the soul in the land of Israel, the bodies will rise from the dust. After 40 days, the rain stopped. This is the meaning of the verses. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened. Also, the time of the redemption of Israel is during the 40th year. During the 50th year, the world, which is Yovel, the Jubilee, will be populated. The return of the soul to the body occurs after 40 years of waiting in the land of Israel. This is the meaning of when Yitzhak was 40 years old. That is, he was waiting for the body. When he took Rivka, who was put in the body prepared for him, their passion and longing at that moment was for the splendor of the Shekhinah only, and to nourish of her splendor. This is the meaning of the verse, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Rabbi Abba said, let him kiss me means let him nourish me. Their sole nourishment is the enjoyment and sustenance of the supernal splendor. Rabbi Yossi said that this is proven by the end of the verse, which reads, for your love is better than wine. Shir HaShirim, chapter 1. Well, I've spoken of the metaphors. Yitzhak is a metaphor for the soul after the resurrection of the dead. Rivka is a metaphor for the body after the resurrection of the dead. 50, the Yovel, the 50 gates of negativity and the 50 gates of positivity. Years after the ingathering of the exiles. Well, the ingathering of the exiles is not complete. So, was that 40 years from the beginning, which could be considered the founding of the state of Israel, or from the end? These are questions that remain unanswered. But we know the Zohar is telling us very clearly all of this confusion about good and evil, plus and minus, male and female, all of this confusion about understanding, about logic versus intuition, all of this confusion will be cleared after the resurrection of the dead. The world will be filled with his knowledge. The world will be filled with his essence. And the lamb will lie down with the lion. And there shall be peace evermore. There shall be completion. Shalom, Shalem, there will be perfection, another meaning to the word Shalem. Verse 50. Bat Betuel, Bat Bito, Shel El, Rav Huna, Amar Lokachu, Ve'ana Havet Bichra Ke Hayam. Veshamana dechavo karam lehahu garma deshidra hahu deishtar vekivra mikol gufa betuel rama'a sheilip ale amarudehu kirisha dechivya Dehu Rama'a Vehahu Garma Hu Rama'a Mikol She'ar Garme. The daughter of Betuel means the daughter, the Hebrew is Bat, of El. Rav Huna disagreed with this. He said that Betuel is not one of Malchut's names. I have been to distant lands and heard there that this is the name of the bone of the spine. Of all the bones, this one remains in the grave and does not rot. It is called Betuel, the deceitful. That is the scoundrel. I asked about it, about its nature, and they said that its shape resembles the head of a serpent, which is deceitful, and that more than any other bone in the body, this bone is deceitful. Well, the verse is going back to the first verse of Toldot, or the second verse of Toldot, which is talking about Rivka's relationships, and it expresses that she, Rivka, is the daughter of Betuel. Well, since Rivka is the body after the resurrection, then Betuel must be some cause within the resurrection. And so Rabbi Huna is explaining that Betuel means not daughter of El, which is can be broken out of the words, but it means that it is the bone that doesn't rot. It's the bone that will be used to resurrect, which in other places is called luz. So is it the same bone or a different bone? Let's read on and find out. Ditana amar Rabbi Shimon hahu garma lama ishtar bekiyuma Ya'atir mikol she'ar garme Mishum dihu raba'a Veleitza vilta ama Dimzo nadiv ne'nasha Kishar garme Uvgine kachu takif Mikol garme vehu leheve Ikra de gufa it bene mine Hadahu diktiv Bat Betuel ha-rami. For we have learned that Rabbi Shimon asks, why does this bone endure longer than the other bones? This is because it is deceitful and does not bear the taste of human food like the other bones. For that reason, it is stronger than all the other bones. And at the resurrection of the dead, the body will be built on this root. This is the meaning of the verse, the daughter of Betuel, the Aramean. Well, the loose bone, we have a tradition that the body will be resurrected from the loose bone that never deteriorates even in the grave. And this is continuing this discussion of the word Betuel, and it's telling us that this bone, Betuel, meaning the deceitful one, does not receive human energy through human food. It receives its energy elsewhere. Vetana amara bishimon hu ramai umeolam ramai vishaken yetzer haradi hu ramai hadahu diktiv bat betuel haarami dharma rama mipadan aram Mitzemed Ramayin Kedit Nan Patna De Torah Shehutzemed Achot Lavan Achot Yetzer Hara Hara Mikadit Nan Bat Hila Shechaya Menuval Bechataot Baze haolam nikralot leati lavo shelo yehe menuval kid vekadmeta kimandesache umatvil misa avute karan leilavan al kopanim en yetzer dhara batel min haolam. We learn that Rabbi Shimon said, it, the bone of the spine, is deceitful, and it came from a deceitful world, namely from Paddan Aram. Also deceitful is the evil inclination, which is the head of the serpent, which is the evil inclination, the angel of death. This is the meaning of the verse, the daughter of Betuel, the Aramean, who is the deceitful bone of the spine. The words of Padam Aram, which means that he came from a deceitful, which is the Hebrew word Rama, or Ramai, world, represent two deceivers, as we have learned that Padana means a couple. The two deceivers are the sister of Lavan, namely the sister of the deceitful evil inclination. At first, when it was corrupted by sins in this world, it was called Lot. In the future, when it will no longer be as corrupted, it will be as someone who has washed and was cleansed of his impurities, and it will be called Lavan, meaning white. Nevertheless, the evil inclination is not eliminated from the world. That's a very interesting teaching. And it's understood there is a purpose to the evil inclination, because the evil inclination represents the desire to receive for oneself alone. And in the endless world, the desire to receive was also for oneself alone. And there was nothing wrong with that. It's only in our world that the desire to receive for oneself alone that's in a problem. In our world, that is perceived as limited, and therefore selfishness hurts other people. In the endless world, where there is no limitation, the selfish desire does not stop another from having a selfish desire, because there's enough resources, enough light, enough fulfillment for everyone. Verse 53. Tachshin techake anan okimna v'matnita shite benot lot shehen shite kochot haguf hamorot leyetzer hara Akshav Shaino Mintuval Kaf Kaf Benitval Milkiluvako Nikra Lavan Vyatan Shate Banot Einan Bitalot Mamash Ahidiktivulavan Shate Banot Amar Rabbi Yosei Kaf Hu Taman Ketiv Bekira Utsira Vechata Ketiv Gedola Uktana. Come and see. We learn from the Mishnah that the two daughters of Lot symbolizes the two forces of the body that arouse the evil inclination. Because it has bathed and is no longer so impure, it is called Levan. And the two daughters are not completely negated, as it is written. And Levan had two daughters. Bereshit, chapter 29. Rabbi Yossi asks, why are they there referred to as the firstborn and the younger, and here the elder and the younger? An interesting question relating to different words used in the Torah. Of course, some of the biblical critical examination will just tell you, based on their reading, that obviously these two verses were written by two different people, God forbid. But the Zohar is here to tell us these two phrases have different meanings in different times, different understandings, and while they are similar, they are definitely not the same. Verse 54. Amar Rabbi Yosei Aval Einan Bekoach La'asot Ra Ulitorer La'itzhar B'mitrihila Mashma Diktiv Shem Ha'gedola Le'asheleya Mikocha Umerishata V'shem Hatana Rachel Shein Bakoach Amitorer Kimadi Ata Maruk Rachel Lifne Gozeha Ne'elama Amar Rav Chuna Zeh Yitzhar Ushte Benotayu Metechalfot Miknot Shechayu Berishona Batila Lot Mekulal Menuval Akshav Lavan Meluban She'eno Mekulal Umnuval Beniulo Kivarishono Batehila Shete Benotav Hazakot Kolachat Viachat Bekocha Viakshav Shem Hagdola Lea Lea Belokoach Lea Belochizuk Le'ab mimaseha harishonim v'shem haktana Rachel kidka amaran v'lo kemot shechayu berishona. Rabbi Yossi said that they no longer have the power to do evil or arouse the evil inclination. This is understood from the verse, the name of the elder, literally the word is bigger, not elder, was Leah, Bereshit chapter 29, for she was weary, the Hebrew word is Leah, from her wickedness and evil, while Rachel, the younger, literally the smaller, did not have the power to incite, as it is written, and as a sheep, literally Rachel, before her shearers is dumb. Isaiah chapter 53. Rav Huna said, this is the evil inclination. Its two daughters are different than they were at first. First it was Lot, cursed and corrupted. Now it is Lavan, literally white, who has been cleansed, not as cursed, and corrupted as it was before. First its two daughters were strong, even each had her individual strength. Now the name of the elder was Leah, weary, without power, weary without strength, Leah, fatigued from her former deeds. And the name of the younger was Rachel, as we have said, not as they were at first. Without the Zohar, people would never understand these metaphors. How can you call the mother the mothers of the Jewish nation, Rachel and Leah, the mother of the Israeli nation? How can you call them weary and a sheep? How can you call them daughters of the evil inclination? We're talking about the mothers of the Jewish people. How do we understand this? Is there good? Is there bad? Verse 55. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Tachatze Makti V'yatar Yitzhak L'Hashem L'Nokach Ishto ki yakarahi Amar Rabbi Acha Mifne Mahi yakara Mifne sheyetzer hara Eino nimsa bekocho Ba'olam v'al kach en nimsa Periya Uviyazulati bitefila Maketivayater lo Hashem Vetaharivka Ishto Kevan Shemitorer Yetzer Hara Nimtza Periya Urviya. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov said, come and see. It is written, and Yitzhak entreated Hashem for his wife, because she was barren. Bereshit chapter 25. Rabbi Acha asked, why is she barren? Because the evil inclination does not have its full strength in the world. The only fruition and multiplying comes through prayer. It is then written, and Hashem was entreated by him, and Rivka his wife conceived. Once the evil inclination is aroused, there is procreation. One of the reasons that the evil inclination was created was to motivate being fruitful and multiplying, procreating, bringing children. One of the reasons that the evil inclination will remain after the resurrection of the dead will be to continue to procreate. There is one aspect. There are prophecies that indicate there will be no children. And there are other prophecies that indicate there will be children. And they're both true and correct. It's talking about different stages in the process. Verse 56. Amar Rabbi Yoseim Kein Ma Hefresh Bein Ha'ola Hazeh Le'ato Hazman Me'od Dechakara Ka'amar Dekucha Eriku Aved Amar Rabbi Acha Kachu Dekucha Eriku Yitar Leile Hahu Inyana De Tzadik the tzarich lezavga v'la lekoshata tihe tadir im bar nashkim oke'an tehu ishtakach tadir v'chatan de v'nei nasha ela v'chahu zivuga v'ilchodo v'itaruta Ahitaruta de kuchaberi kulechevehata hudikti vechasiroti et levhaeven nivsachem venatati lachem levasai mahu levasai amar Rabbi Yehuda Lev lechol tzivasa ilo ledavar acher.
Rabbi Yossi asks, what is the difference between this world and the world at that time? Will there be evil inclination too? The scripture also says, and Hashem was entreated by him, and Rivka his wife conceived, which means that the Holy One, blessed be he, does it himself and awakens the evil inclination at that time, which is also puzzling. Rabbi Acha said, it is so. The Holy One, blessed be he, arouses the evil inclination for the specific purpose of mating, but not all the time, so that the evil inclination may be with men always, and they sin because of it. But it is roused only for mating, and the arousal of the evil inclination at the time of union will be caused by the Holy One, blessed be he. This is the meaning of the verse, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. This is Yehezkel, Ezekiel chapter 36. What is a heart of flesh? Rabbi Yehuda replied, it is a heart that would issue flesh and nothing else, as, for example, a heart that would only beget children. Therefore it is written, and I will give you, for the Holy One, blessed be he, will himself arouse the evil inclination at the time of mating. To give you some things to think about, We live in a world where animals have periods when they are in heat, is the term that is used. The cat is in heat, the dog is in heat, the horse is in heat, the cow is in heat. These animals can only procreate at certain periods, certain times. What causes these times to occur? Kadosh Baruch Hu has set these times. This is when the animal will procreate. This is when the animal will produce children. Humans, on the other hand, will procreate and produce children at any time. But by choice, by free will, by restriction in the Torah, and from the recommendations in Halakha, it specifies, based on a man's livelihood, his ability for energy, based on this will determine that the frequency of his sexual relations, his time to bring children, his time to be in the bliss of procreation. After the resurrection of the dead, there will be specific times to procreate. What will they be? I don't know. But there will be certain times, which is what this verse was talking about. Verse Rabbi Yitzhak Baribi Yose Hava Ate Mikampot Kiya Lelod Paga Be Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Rabbi Yitzhak To Mardecha Ve Rana Haki Me Matnita Itaru Lachai Inyana Deyetze Harav Yitnashe Min Alma Barhahi Shata Leviyu Vuga Amar Le Hayecha Hake Yitzterik Yetzer Hara Le Olam Gamit Ra Le Olam De Ilma Le Yetzer Hara Hedvavta Dishnata Lalem Heve Avala Menavla Bekad Meita Lamechetebe Hahidiktiv La Yare Uvelo Yashitu Bekol Harkachi Begomer Amara Bishimon Huli Badim Dore Tietzer Hara Be Rabbi Eliezer Omer Liba Tavam Binyana Degufa Venishmata Ukin Kachetiv Viahavta Et Hashem Elohecha Bekol Levavcha Dehu Ikara Dekola. Rabbi Yitzhak, the son of Rabbi Yose, traveled from Cappadocia to Lod, where he met Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzhak asks him, "Why are the companions, the sages of the Mishnah, not aroused in this matter of removing the evil inclination from the world, except at the time of mating?" He replied, "Upon your life, the world needs the evil inclination as much as it needs rain, because without the evil inclination, there would not be the joy of study in the world. But it also would not be as corrupted as it was before, which caused the sinning. This is the meaning of the verse, 'They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain.'" Isaiah chapter 11. Rabbi Shimon said, "My holy mountain is the heart, the dwelling place of the evil inclination." Rabbi Elazar said, "A good heart is the foundation of the body and soul. For that reason it is written, 'And you shall love Hashem your Elohim with all your heart.'" Devarim chapter 6. "For the heart is the essence of all." We don't have time to... Well, let me rephrase. This is the end of the section 6. We don't have time to even to finish chapter 7, which is, "And the children struggled together within her." So we will continue that another time. Does anybody have any questions before I wish you all Shabbat Shalom? Well then, Shabbat Shalom. We look forward to a beautiful Shabbat with all of you in the spiritual realm. Shabbat Shalom.